आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू इनॉग्यूरेट फर्स्ट ग्लोबल सिंपोजियम ऑन फार्मर्स राइट्स इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस मॉर्निंग। Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate 90 critical infrastructure projects spread over 10 states and union territories today. More than 100 migrants from Pakistan to be awarded Indian citizenship in Gujarat today. Death toll in Morocco earthquake crosses 2,800. IMD predicts fresh spell of rainfall in Odisha, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Telangana and Chhattisgarh from tomorrow. And in cricket, India beat Pakistan by record 228 runs in Super 4 fixture of Asia Cup in Colombo. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the first global symposium on farmers' rights in New Delhi today. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry has said eminent scientists, farmers and resource persons from 59 countries across the globe will participate in the program. They will deliberate upon the pivotal issues related to farmers' rights as enshrined in Article 9 of the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture. India has been the first country in the world to include farmers' rights in the context of plant variety registration through its Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Act 2001. Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister Narendra Singh Tomar will also participate in the event. President Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. She will inaugurate the Project National E-Vidhan application and address the members of Gujarat Legislative Assembly at Gandhinagar tomorrow. She will virtually launch the Ayushman Bhava initiative of the Union Health Ministry. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate 90 critical infrastructure projects developed by the Border Roads Organisation at a cost of 2,941 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir today. He will physically inaugurate the state-of-the-art 422.9 metre long Class 70 RCC Devak Bridge on Bishna-Kolpur-Phulpur Road in Samba district. It is of strategic importance to defence forces and will boost socio-economic development of the region. Other projects will be inaugurated virtually. More from our correspondent.
Out of these projects, 11 have been constructed in Jammu and Kashmir, 26 in Ladakh, 36 in Arunachal Pradesh, 5 in Mizoram, 3 in Himachal Pradesh, 2 each in Sikkim, Uttarakhand and West Bengal, and 1 each in Rajasthan and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The projects to be inaugurated by the Defence Minister encompass a diverse range of developments with a focus on enhancing India's border infrastructure along the northern and western borders. Among these, the Devak Bridge on the Bishna-Kolpur Phulpur Road holds special significance in Jammu and Kashmir. The inauguration of these projects is expected to significantly boost connectivity and accessibility in the region. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
The Defence Minister will also attend a three-day-long prestigious North Tech Symposium 2023 being hosted by IIT Jammu at its Jagati campus. It was inaugurated by the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha yesterday. India and Saudi Arabia yesterday signed 8 agreements in several areas including energy, digitalization and investment. The agreements were inked following bilateral and delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud in New Delhi. Briefing media on the state visit of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Secretary, Consular, Passport and Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in the External Affairs Ministry, Osaf Said said, the two sides expressed happiness at the launching of the India-Middle East-Europe corridor. He said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also congratulated the Saudi Kingdom on becoming a full member of the BRICS. Mr. Said said both sides extended their full support to the early implementation of the West Coast refinery projects. He said India and Saudi Arabia also agreed to explore trading in local currencies. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet for the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the President said, Saudi Arabia is one of India's most important strategic partners. President Murmu expressed happiness that bilateral ties between India and Saudi Arabia have strengthened considerably over the past few years. She said that in the modern world, India-Saudi Arabia shared cultural experiences, economic synergies, and shared commitment towards a peaceful and sustainable world make us natural partners. The President appreciated the role of Saudi Arabia as a positive force for peace and stability. She expressed confidence that this visit of the Crown Prince and his participation in the G20 summit will further strengthen the multifaceted partnership between India and Saudi Arabia. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries were also present on the occasion. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Gujarat, a total of 108 migrants from Pakistan will be awarded citizenship by Minister of State for Home Affairs Harsh Sanghvi in Ahmedabad today. A report from our correspondent.
The Gazette notification of 2016 and 2018 empowered the district collectors of Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar and Kutch in Gujarat to grant Indian citizenship to the people of minority communities from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan. So far, nearly 1,149 Pakistani Hindu expatriates have been awarded Indian citizenship by Ahmedabad district collector. Today on the occasion, district collector of Ahmedabad, Praveena DK, MLAs of Ahmedabad, president and members of Sindh Minority Migrant Association, 108 beneficiaries and their families will be present. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Chhattisgarh, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Parivartan Yatra from Dantewada in Bastar Division today. The Yatra will cover a distance of over 1,700 kilometres over 16 days. The second Parivartan Yatra will be launched in Jashpur in North Chhattisgarh by BJP National President JP Nadda on the 16th of this month. Both the yatras would cover a distance of over 2,980 kilometres across 87 assembly segments of the state before converging at Bilaspur on September 28. The BJP will highlight the failures of the Chhattisgarh's Congress government on various fronts during the Parivartan Yatras, which will be marked by organising rallies and road shows. Assembly polls are scheduled this year in Chhattisgarh. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan is arriving in Dehradun today on a day-long visit to Uttarakhand. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various schemes of the School Education and Higher Education Department. Mr. Pradhan will inaugurate Vidya Sameeksha Kendra in Dehradun and lay the foundation stone of 142 PM Shree schools and 3 Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose residential hostels. He will also launch the Chief Minister Higher Education Meritorious Scholarship Scheme and Higher Education Research Incentive Scheme. The central government has sanctioned more than 79 crore rupees for this financial year for 142 PM Shree schools and 3 Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose residential hostels in the state. More than 18 crore rupees has already been sanctioned by the union government for the first time. In Madhya Pradesh, the ex gratia amount given to the families of Forest Department employees who were martyred while protecting forests and wildlife will be increased from 10 lakh rupees to 25 lakh rupees. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced this at the inauguration of State Forest Martyrs Memorial in Bhopal yesterday. He said the Forest Department staff will also be given uniform allowance of 5,000 rupees and nutritious food allowance of 1,000 rupees. During the program, the Chief Minister honoured the families of 44 martyred forest personnel. In another program, the Chief Minister announced to give a monthly salary of up to 50,000 rupees to the guest scholars working in all government colleges of the state instead of the working days. Guest scholars from technical education will be included in it. Guest scholars will also get the equal leave facility as the government servants and will get the honorarium of 20,000 rupees. The Department of Telecommunications has launched a scheme to recognize Internet service providers for their exceptional efforts in expanding fiber to the home broadband connections in rural areas. The Communication Ministry said under the scheme, the ministry has decided to recognize 9 internet service providers, 3 each of categories A, B and C, who have provided a maximum number of connections in rural areas in a year. The recognition will include a certificate and the name of the internet service providers will be displayed on the Department of Telecommunications website. In Morocco, the death toll from the devastating earthquake has risen to 2,862, while more than 2,500 people have been injured. Rescuers are racing against time to find survivors. Search teams from Spain, Britain and Qatar have joined Moroccan rescue efforts after a 6.8 magnitude quake struck late on Friday in the high Atlas Mountains with the epicenter 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakech. The UN estimated that 3 lakh people have been affected by the quake. The army mobilized the search and rescue teams, and the king ordered water, food rations, and shelters to be sent to those who lost their homes. The IMD has forecast a fresh spell of rainfall activity over Odisha, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Telangana and Chhattisgarh from tomorrow. Heavy rainfall activity is also likely over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Jharkhand and Gangetic West Bengal. Senior scientist IMD R.K. Jinnamani told Akashvani that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over East Uttar Pradesh and Bihar for today.
Latest update from IMD is that heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over East Uttar Pradesh, Bihar for today, and the rainfall over East Uttar Pradesh has reduced compared to yesterday, and there is a likelihood of the low pressure formation over Northwest and Adyani West Central Bay of Odisha Andhra Pradesh coast during next 48 hours, and because of that, rainfall likely to increase over the eastern part of India. For Delhi and Adyani Northwest India, there has been very less chance of any rainfall.
On to sports. In Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Pakistan by a record margin of 228 runs in the Super 4 stage in Colombo last night. This was Pakistan's heaviest ever defeat in one-day internationals against India. Team India dominated throughout the reserve day, first with the bat and then with the ball to clinch this massive victory. After setting a huge victory target of 357 runs, the men in blue restricted Pakistan to 128 all out in 32 overs. Centuries from Virat Kohli and KL Rahul guided India to a mammoth 356 for 2 in stipulated 50 overs. Kohli scored 122 and Rahul 111 runs. Kohli became the fastest to reach 13,000 ODI runs yesterday as he bettered the record of Sachin Tendulkar in 321 innings by achieving the feat in just 267 innings. For India, Kuldeep Yadav bagged 5 wickets. India will face Sri Lanka in Colombo. The match will begin at 3 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav.
Thank you, Anuja. India embraces Arab signaling warm and robust relations with Saudi Arabia, upgrading strategic energy partnership, writes the Pioneer. The Hindu state's launch of West Asia Economic Corridor is a historic step. The Tribune, in its front page headline, quotes the Supreme Court saying senior government officers can be prosecuted for corruption in pre-2014 cases too. The Indian Express writes, Centre plans to open tried chairperson's post to private sector. With India's equity indices soaring to a record closing levels, the Economic Times notes, D Street parties as Nifty sets new benchmark. Total ban on firecrackers again this Diwali and all winter, notes the Times of India. And finally, the Hindustan Times refers to the Indian touch in the uniforms of the staff as the two houses move to the new parliament building next week. Under the headline, in new parliament uniforms, Manipuri headgear, saris, lotus motif on shirts. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Vaibhav. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate first global symposium on farmers' rights in New Delhi this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate 90 critical infrastructure projects spread over 10 states and union territories today. More than 100 migrants from Pakistan to be awarded Indian citizenship in Gujarat today. Death toll in Morocco earthquake crosses 2,800. IMD predicts fresh spell of rainfall in Odisha, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Telangana and Chhattisgarh from tomorrow. And in cricket, India beat Pakistan by record 228 runs in Super 4 fixture of Asia Cup in Colombo. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.